Little Johnny was really excited because it was going to be his birthday in a few days, and his favorite aunt had never let his birthday go by unrewarded. He was very excited that maybe he was going to get one of those nice video games. Well, sure enough, his birthday came. Sure enough, there was a gift from his favorite aunt. And sure enough, it was not one of those video games. It was a sweater. Several days went by, and little Johnny's mother said to him, "Son, have you written your aunt a thank you note?" He said, "No, ma'am." So, "Well, I think you need to write her a thank you note." So he wrote a note, and it went something like this. "Dear Aunt Faye, thank you so much for the birthday gift. It is what I always wanted, but not very much. Johnny." As I looked at this passage of Scripture and thought about those opportunities to say thank you, I was reading in one place where it said that if you woke up this morning in your own bed, or in a bed with a roof over your head, clothes on your back, food in the refrigerator, that you were in less than 80% of individuals in the world. If you have money in your pocket and a change dish at your house where you keep spare change, you are in the 8% of people in our world. Many times when I'm outdoors, and I have told you before, by nature I'm an out-of-doors type of person. Many times when I'm out maybe on a lake or on a golf course or hunting somewhere, I stop and think, God, have I taken too much of your wonderful creation for granted? Time to look up in the sky and to see the beauty of the clouds as they race by. Or a bird in flight. Or a tree just growing out of the ground. Or grass. The wonder of wind as it blows across my face. And sometimes in the midst of those moments, I find myself giving God praise and thanks for life and the joy of being able to sense these beauties and to experience them. And I realize that as I give thanks, that something happens down inside. I can remember those times with my dad or my mom when I just come into the house and put my arms around them and say, "Dad or Mom," whichever one it was, "I just want you to know I love you. That I'm your son and I care about you." And certainly that relationship grew out of a care that they had shown for me through the ages. And as we approach the Thanksgiving season, a time set aside in our country by our foreparents that tells us that we should take some time and to give thanks to God Almighty. Isn't it wonder that somebody hadn't said something about the separation of church and state? It's a national holiday to give thanks. In a few weeks, we'll be having a service here for All Saints. And the other day, as I was talking with someone that knew that I was a pastor here at Main Street, and they said to me, "My grandfather dug the foundation there." Or, "My grandfather laid bricks for the church. And I looked at that individual and I said to them, and what are you giving to the church now? Are you following in those historical footsteps? Are you returning that for which you have received a simple portion? As we read this passage of Scripture this morning, it gives some illustrations, and we could go in several different ways with this reading, where Jesus was between Galilee and Samaria. He was in that middle ground. A good Jew would be in Galilee. A Samaritan would be in Samaria. Samaria, that place where Jezebel had her idols to Baal. A place that no good Jew would go. And Galilee, a place where no Samaritan was welcome. Jesus took the middle ground. And here are these lepers, all united, not because of their birth, but because of their common illness, as was mentioned in our children's sermon this morning. They were bonded together by their sickness. They know what to do when they see individuals. They cry for mercy. Won't you give me some meager coins? Won't you give me some bread? Won't you have mercy on us? We can't work. We can't even live in society. We're out here dependent upon everybody. And Jesus says to them that command, which means you're clean. He says, go show yourself to the priest. In a bygone day, the priest had pointed at the leper, put his hand down and says, leave the village. Leave your home. You are infected. You are a leper. Several years ago, one of my good friends was called to go to a gentleman's home that was not a member of his church. Young man's mother asked the minister if he would come to her house and pray for her son who had AIDS. Now, this experience was 10, 15 years ago, maybe longer. My friend looked at his mother and he said, yes, ma'am, I'll go. He went into the home, laid hands on that young man, and prayed for him. His own preacher wouldn't go, was afraid. Jesus looked at these infected young men and he says, go show yourself to the priest. And as they start their journey, you can imagine what happens in their bodies. Those numb, gnarled hands and feet, the infected sores begin to heal. They begin to have feeling where they had not had feeling before. And I can imagine their steps getting faster and faster. And before long, they were running and they were at a gate and something had happened and they showed themselves to the priest and they'd go home to their wives and to their children and they are screaming, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. And one remembers on the journey to turn around and say thank you to the Master. You can understand a little bit of the excitement, maybe, if you think about it. You can understand maybe how they were beside themselves. So if we look at this passage of Scripture in that light, we can remind ourselves the importance that this Scripture alludes to of giving thanks. In this case, giving thanks to God. When's the last time you walked up to your Sunday school teacher and said, "Thank you for your lesson. Thank you for your preparation"? When's the last time we walked up to the choir member and shook their hand and said, "Thank you for your voice, and thank you for singing, and thank you for leading us in worship"? When was the last time that we looked around and in our hearts said, "Thank you to God for life"? You see, giving thanks causes something to happen deep down inside of us. And it's good for teenagers to say thank you to mom and dads, and for mom and dads to say thank you to their children. I remember like yesterday when my dad looked at me and he said, "Son, I'm proud of you. You make me a proud father." And the same with my mom, as we hugged and as we shared, saying thank you does something down inside of you. It heals you. It breaks up the old hard heart. And this one came to Jesus, and not only did he say thank you, but he got down prostrate before Jesus and he acknowledged him as Lord and Savior. And all the theologians that I have read and all the commentaries that I have read said he got an inside healing. He got a healing of his soul. The story was told, a paraphrase, about this Samaritan who goes to over to Jerusalem, to Galilee. And he meets one of the lepers. And they greet each other because they remembered each other from the past. And the Galilean asked the Samaritan some questions about how things were in the family and those type things. And he said, "I haven't seen you." And he said, "No." He said, "After I was healed," said, "I went back to give thanks to the Master who healed us." And the Galilean said, "You know, I've been meaning to do that." And the Samaritan said, "Well, I understand. He's down at the courthouse." And so he says, "Well, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to go down and see if I can find him and thank him." And so he left and he went down there and he found out that Jesus was there, but Jesus was on trial. And he said, "Oh, what's he on trial for? This man has done nothing but good." He says, "Well, he says he's the Son of God." And the Galilean said, "Well, he very well could be. He healed me of my leprosy." And he stood around and they took Jesus from there and took him to Golgotha and they nailed him to a cross. Gist of the story is, don't wait too long to say thank you. Don't wait too long to tell somebody that you love them. Don't wait too long to give God praise for the gifts that you have in life. And I am here to tell you that if you woke up this morning in this country, walk through these doors with no one threatening you, with no one telling you that you could not come here, with no one criticizing you. Brothers and sisters, we are blessed beyond our ability to comprehend. May God help us to be thankful and to always give Him praise for the gifts of healing and of love and of care that we have received.